Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and the livestock handling scholarship finals. Participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Well, cash cattle trade expected to remain subdued here Monday morning with showless distribution and inventory taking the main priority for the day. With the Thanksgiving holiday just days away, it's expected that both sides will get busy with needed sales sooner than later, although there is the possibility that trade will be pushed off until Black Friday after Thanksgiving. It's expected that most of the needed business will be on the books by late Wednesday, meaning that bids and asking prices could likely develop earlier this week than typically seen. Now, futures trade is mixed with the general tone of the market week following pressure late last week. The inability to bring any sense of stability into the feeder cattle complex is creating some additional uncertainty about current price levels through the end of the month. Over on the hogs, early trades expected to remain mixed to mostly lower across the hog futures following Friday's cold storage report. The increased amount of pork available on the market points to the underlying continued supply level of market-ready hogs as packers continue to run full throttle due to increased margin levels. The wheat prices are higher at all three exchanges, with gains being led by Chicago, up over 1.2%. It's truly an odd occurrence to see both front-month hard wheat contracts below $5, while December Chicago wheat stands solidly above. The threat of low falling number spring wheat being dumped on a stopper continues to deter ownership on the front end of the spring wheat market. Now, the corn prices, they're higher overnight as December corn tries to string together a few sessions of positive trade. After dropping to the lowest prices since September 18th last week, corn prices have turned consolidative, with the momentum indicators finally turning upward. After making good progress last week, harvest should slow once again as several rounds of moisture look to impact the Midwest this week and next. The soybean contracts are higher to start the short trading week, attempting to end the losing streak at three sessions. January soybeans closed below the $9 mark on Friday for the first time since September 27th, as the back-and-forth rhetoric between the U.S. and China seemed to cause fatigue by week's end. We're going to check the futures prices in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle down 65 cents, 118.67. February down $1.20 yesterday. This is Friday, actually, at 123.85. January feeder cattle down 3.32, 139.27. March down 3.20 at 139.60. December hogs up 57 cents, 61.22. Kansas City wheat, December up 3 cents, 4.24. March up 4 and 3 quarters at 4.33 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 6 and a quarter, 5.15 and a quarter. March up 6 and 3 quarters at 5.18 and 3 quarters. December corns up a quarter penny, 3.60. 68 and three quarters. March down a half cent, 378 and a half. January soybeans down 4 cents, 897. And March is down 4 cents at 911 and a quarter. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.